Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey everybody, Alex here. Looking for gear, collectibles, houseware, and more from your favorite pop culture franchises? Well, we've got you covered. Loot Crate offers a range of geek and gamer items for less than $20 a month. Want to bring your loot to the next level? Well, get a bigger box with the even bigger loot in it with Loot Crate DX. And if you're more the type to wear your geeky heart on your sleeve, then Lootwear, our monthly wearables and accessory subscription, is what you're looking for. Now get ready for September. We've got a high-octane theme, speed. This month's Loot Crate has a high-octane assortment of goodies from Batman, CW's The Flash and Arrow, Battlestar Galactica, Iron Man, and Gone in 60 Seconds. And if you have a style need, you'll love our Speed Lootwear collection featuring Sonic socks for when you gotta go fast, a Transformers wearable for when you're in the world-saving mood, and a winning Mario Kart tee. That and more. This Lootwear collection is gonna zoom away quick. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's Loot Crate. And when the cutoff happens, it's over. That's it. Game over. Make sure to head over to lootcrate.com/HH and use the checkout code HH to save $3 off any subscription.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Alex Albrecht. In the course of the next half an hour-ish,
yep,
we are going to imbibe some booze and drink some news.
We're going to drink some news?
Yeah.
Sure.
Drinking in with our ear holes.
Yeah, there you go. I'm for it.
Just like every week. With us, as always, is the captain of the ship.
Yeah.
We just tell
first
him that
officer.
So his ego feels better.
Yeah, maybe the first officer.
I'm talking about the peg boy. I don't want to be the peg boy.
I don't know what that is.
Peg boy?
No, that sounds bad.
Yeah,
I'm not going to look it up. Tom, Super Volcano Kravsky, how you doing, Tom?
I'm good.
Hi, Tom.
My beer's expired.
Beer's going to expire?
I'm still going to drink it.
Yeah. I didn't know beer expired.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that makes sense. I don't think beer has ever lasted around
long enough
to expire.
I think I have a problem when I decide which beer to drink based on how much alcohol is in it and how quickly it's going to give me a buzz.
That is amazing.
Beer, so I was like, oh, it's 5.1.
5.1.
The other ones are a little less.
It's great surround sound, but also get me the fucked up.
Get
me to fucked up. Hey, speaking of fucked up,
yeah.
You may be wondering, I don't even know if you can tell, but we are currently recording in my dining room.
Sounds like a dining room.
I mean, I'm sure they couldn't tell it was the dining room. Maybe a different location, but I'm sure they weren't like, this sounds like it's in Alex's dining room.
So caveat before the show starts, there will be banging. Probably drilling.
Yeah. Sexy show.
There will also be a new air conditioning unit installing.
Oh, that kind of
sweaty men running,
banging
walking
and
by.
Drilling.
Sweaty men walking by. My dog will definitely be barking. and I don't mean just my feet.
Whoa.
It's like 50s. Yeah, my dogs are barking.
Yeah.
I got to sit down. My dog's barking.
My dogs are barking.
Also, the postman must be here.
What?
That's horrible. Anyway, so we're upgrading our air conditioning unit.
Yeah.
And we had to move inside.
So we had to move inside just
because.
We got kicked out of the garage. And also, it is now, I think it's going to get hot because
There's no AC
anymore.
Yep.
They removed the old one. So
sweaty time it is.
Sweaty ting tong tickles.
This is a fancy room for us too, man.
We have some business to attend to.
Yeah.
I like attending business meetings.
So hey, what's up, Half Hour Happy Hour listeners? If you are in the Pasadena area this Thursday,
I will be.
That's September 1st. This Thursday at Stone Brewing in Pasadena.
That sounds like something
that's our favorite kind of thing.
They are going to, they're going to crack open a couple kegs of, What did we call our beer? Super Popular at Beer. And we are going to record our podcast from there. So we're doing another live show.
Correct.
This Thursday at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. Thursday, September 1st at Stone Brewing in Pasadena. Not San Diego.
Yes.
In Pasadena.
Yeah.
So if you are around and you're available and you can get off work early.
Yeah.
Come say hi. Yeah. We are starting at 4 p.m., so make sure you're there before 4 p.m. Yeah. And then drink one of our half-hour happy hour beers with us.
I'm just so excited. And if you can't make the live show, which would suck, but you are in the Pasadena area, I think they're going to keep it on tap for a while, right?
Yeah, until they run out.
So, which I'm so interested to try it because some of the people, I can't remember who I was talking to down there who have done it before.
Right.
They said that when they had the beer up at the Pasadena one, it tasted totally different.
Oh.
Because it had been in the keg for so long.
It's sitting a little longer.
Yeah. I'm sort of interested to try out the differentiations.
I'm just interested to finally take some home with me because I didn't get to take any home from
Yeah, Comic-Con. We got to get a couple growlers.
Yeah.
And take them home, pack it.
It's going to sit in my fridge.
You got to pack it in your fridge until the expiration date.
Yeah, because apparently beers expire. That's the thing we learned.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing we learned. So
7% alcohol by volume.
Oh my gosh,
our beer.
I'll drink that.
Yes, it is.
Give me some of that.
So I have an update on my identity theft story.
This just in. Allison Hayeslip has a quick update on her information technology.
So one of the cards they opened was a Macy's card.
Mm-hmm.
So I called. It said the account was open on July 19th.
Okay.
I called July 20th and canceled it. And they were like, oh, good. Nothing's been bought. I'm like, okay, cool. That wasn't true.
Did you get a random sofa bed?
No. In the mail, I got a letter from this jewelry company called Effy, E-F-F-Y.
Okay.
And they were like, thank you for your recent purchase. Here are your certificates of authenticity for the pieces you bought.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? So, and it took me a while because I was like, why am I getting this now? This was a month ago. I called Macy's again. They were like, no, that card has been closed. And then they were like, you also have a $268 credit. I'm like, why would I shouldn't have a, it was never my card. Like, I shouldn't have a credit. Like,
yeah.
What? Okay.
It's like,
I'm ignoring
but if you'd
the credit.
Like to reopen it up again, we'll offer you this 50% discount. Wasn't my fucking card, Macy's.
I don't know what that was, but I confirmed that it was closed and there were no charges on it. And I'm like, all right. So I don't know what the hell. And so then I realized that this jewelry was what was purchased because I realized when I looked on the certificates, it said sell date July 19th. And I was like, oh shit. So this person was obviously in person in the store, opened the account, bought the jewelry, walked out with the jewelry. But because they used my name and address to open the credit line, I got sent those certificates of authenticity. This person bought
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
A sapphire tennis bracelet, sapphire pendant necklace, and sapphire earrings, all set in 14 karat white gold.
Yeah, they did.
Over $3,000 worth.
So wait a minute. So explain me how that didn't get put on the Macy's credit card.
That's what I don't. I have a feeling because you know when you buy something, it doesn't show up on your card right away sometimes.
Sure.
You know, sometimes it takes a day or two.
Right.
And I think I called and closed it before that purchase had actually shown up on the card. And then it probably showed up on the card after it had been closed and Macy's dealt with it.
I
called initially, it wasn't on the card, and that's where they were like, it's all good, so don't worry about it. I mean, it would have been all good anyway, but I was thinking, like, I don't know, maybe when someone steals your identity, they need shit. You know, like, maybe you need a Macy's and Kohl's card, and you need a cell phone line or whatever.
Yeah.
This fucker bought $3,000 worth of ugly jewelry.
Did you say it was a tennis bracelet?
Yeah, tennis bracelet.
So we have a clue. That's Carmen San Diego, the shit.
Yes.
A tennis bracelet is just a style of jewelry.
I don't know sports.
Yeah.
More jewelry.
It has literally nothing to do with tennis.
So you're saying she likes tennis?
Yeah, no.
Carmen Sandiego, to the rescue. What? That's not even what she does.
Nope. So that's what I'm finding out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, just the gift that keeps on giving.
I know. Fucking identity theft, man.
I know. I feel like I should get one of those, like, credit checky follow app things. I had one and then it was like I got the one where they kind of like charge
Alex,
you and then you can't cancel it.
Exactly what I said three episodes ago.
I need
credit monitoring.
It's free through AAA if you have AAA does it for me every month.
Yeah.
They monitor.
Just get credit monitoring.
Okay.
It's $80 a year, the one I have.
Who do you have
saved
again?
My ass. Protect my ID.
Protect My ID.
Yeah, protectmyid.com. But you can get LifeLock. LifeLock's more expensive and it's a bit more hardcore. I might switch over to LifeLock after this whole fucking thing.
If they're interested in catching that guy, couldn't they look at the video?
The security tapes? Yeah.
But they
you would think so.
Care?
No, cops don't give a shit.
Honestly, I mean, we haven't put the connection together. I actually am supposed to be getting a call from the store today, and I have not yet given them the information that I realized that this is a purchase made on July 19th. I called them to be like, I don't know how this stuff was bought, but that line of credit isn't open, so I don't know.
They're not huge. So, like, my little sister came to visit me many, many years ago, and she left her wallet on, like, the top of her car when she got gas or something like that, right?
Oh,
so
annoying.
She lost her wallet.
Classic Albrecht.
Yeah. And then we got a phone call. She got a phone call that said, hey, are you at this, like, Best Buy trying to make a purchase? And we were like, no, what's the Best Buy? So we immediately called the police and said, somebody stole my wallet, and they are currently at this Best Buy.
Yeah.
And they were like,
yeah.
What?
Nah. They have bigger things to worry about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we were like, we could call. And then we said, like, we can call. Because we were on the phone with the credit card company. They were on the phone with the cashier staring at the person.
Yeah.
And we called the cops and said, we have the credit card companies on the phone with the cashier who's looking at the person.
Yeah.
And they were like,
I know. No. It's ridiculous.
They were like, well, call us when, you know, it's done and maybe we'll look into it. But it was like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not like a fucking murder or you know, somebody Grand Theft Auto or something. I get it.
But like, what are we supposed to do?
Right.
Yeah.
Who do you call? There is no Ghostbusters for that.
ID busters. ID busters.
Anyway. What else is going on with you two knuckleheads?
Well, I went to Chris Hardwick's wedding over the weekend.
Mm.
I guess technically this is the weekend before because we record these things early.
Yeah, so technically you went two weekends ago.
Yeah. Whatever.
How was it?
It was super fun.
Yeah?
There were 480 people there.
That seems
excessive.
It's
the largest wedding I've ever been to. But what was weird is beyond it being massive, it felt like a very intimate wedding.
That's good, because that's
cool.
The big concern is that it feels like,
if it's,
you know, Tony Robbins.
But it's like, but Chris and Lydia are so, I mean, they're just so in love and so happy with each other. And every single person who was there to celebrate that.
Yeah.
You know, everyone was happy. It was really well done. They had, like, you know, lots of subtle little nerd references here and there, which were great.
So it wasn't overtly, like, he wasn't dressed as the Doctor from Doctor Who.
No, but his vows... His vows were basically Doctor Who vows, which I was like, oh, my vows to be Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Like, she's the companion.
And that'll be.
How many years do you give him?
All of them. I give them all
the years. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'll also say that because I believe we're on his network.
He's like, I've never met either of them, but they seem really happy and in love.
Yep.
Congratulations.
I also changed my side view mirrors thanks to you, Alex. And I'm driving around going, I'm like, oh, wow, you're right. Driving is like oddly freeing with your side view mirror set that way.
It's a little, takes a getting used to.
Totally does.
Because you're like, I can't see my car. And backing up out of stuff like my driveway.
Yeah.
That's a challenge.
Oh, I never use my side view mirrors to back up.
Oh, you should start
doing
that too.
I always actually turn around.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's better.
Yeah. What's your story, Tom?
Well, after I got my car last week, talking about you changing
your... You got a new car?
No, I got in my wife's car. Oh. I sold my car. I hate my car. So I get in, I change the mirrors, and I'm driving. I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. And I just make a lane turn, you know, and I almost hit a biker.
Oh, gosh.
What?
Yeah, I didn't see him in the mirrors.
First off, I don't know if you've adjusted your mirrors correctly.
I did what you said. Kind of.
Yeah. There you go.
So
you didn't see a biker.
Back.
You changed them back?
Yeah, I'll try it later when it's not my wife's car I'm driving and then she's, you know, if I get an
Well, no, that's true because also she'll get in and be like, what the fuck did you do with my mirror?
Yeah.
And you're like, let me tell you why you're using your mirrors wrong. That's not going to end well.
Here's how to stunt drive.
Yeah. Well, we got, speaking of mirrors, we got a lot of responses.
Oh, really?
I feel like I was sort of like driver's ed.
Ooh.
Yeah, a lot of responses about the mirrors. This is one of my favorites. Alex almost killed me.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
It's from Dustin.
Dustin. Hi,
said,
Dustin.
Hi, Allison. Alex at Super Volcano Tom. Thank you guys so much. Love the show. You three are the best part of my Mondays.
Oh.
That being said, Alex, you didn't actually almost kill me, but dude, for real. The mirrors.
Yes.
After listening to the BMW Alex show, I decided, what the hell? I'm going to try it. And it's amazing.
Oh,
but after adjusting the mirrors, on my car, I was driving down the highway and became completely entranced by the white Audi that I could now see in the rear view and driver mirrors at the same time. So freaking cool. But here's the problem. I was so engrossed in looking at the Audi, I neglected to notice the traffic in front of me was stopping.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Luckily, I have super volcano type reflexes. I braked, swerved, and avoided hitting all the other of the other cars. All I could do was slap the steering wheel and say, "Damn it, Alex."
Oh, I love that people we don't even know are cursing our names.
Curse you, Alex, for your awesomeness. Yeah. All that aside, I feel like I've adjusted very well, and I'm enjoying driving using all my mirrors. Keep up the great work, you three.
Yay.
And can we add a BMW-esque aggressive driving school to the moon base?
Ooh. Oh, I think that's a great idea.
You're at least one fan in Oklahoma.
At least one fan in Oklahoma.
Yay, we did it.
We can have aggressive moon buggy driving?
Yes. Well, because on the moon,
yes,
there's going to be a totally different way of driving.
Yeah, exactly.
Mainly because of the microgravity.
Yeah.
So because of that, I feel like you would have to get trained. Yeah. And if you're going to get trained in moon buggying, you should get trained in aggressive moon buggying.
Aggressive moon buggying. Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sweet.
Just those mirrors, people.
Dude, what else we got?
You gotta do it. Which one is that? Okay, that's a start of a story. Ooh. Oh, this is a good one.
Ooh.
This is fun.
All right. Let's do this one. Fucking dive on in.
So you guys all know Artist Tim.
Yeah.
Artist Tim, yeah.
Yeah, met us at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
So he wrote in something from Artist Tim.
Oh, hi, Artist Tim.
Hi, guys. Artist Tim here.
Hi, Artist.
It was great catching up. It was great getting a chance to finally meet you guys at Comic-Con.
Yeah, agreed.
It was a fantastic show and a great time for everyone. I was really flattered by how much Tom seemed to like the super volcano picture.
He really did.
It's very flattering.
So I figured I should do something a little bigger to follow up.
Oh.
Hope you guys like it. As always, love you guys, Tim.
What did he send us?
He made the Super Volcano comic book.
Oh my gosh.
What? Let me see.
Yeah, number one.
Oh my gosh.
So this is the
that's gonna be my new
this is
good picture. Thanks, dude.
Guy
that's
with
insane.
A shirt that says I do God.
No. It is you gotta read the stuff. Hold on, let me see. It's slowly downloading because of my slowing.
Alex, we're in the corner.
Yes. It is a half hour comics.
That is awesome.
Oh my god!
Here we go. We have to post this. I'm going to use this. This will be the.
Yeah, but also send it to me because I want to post it on Instagram when this episode comes out.
So this is it. So check this out.
Amazing.
Check this out. So it's a half hour comics.
Yeah.
Super Volcano. Learn his one sentence origin. Thrill as he faces the undying party Russians and his army of escaped artist robots.
Yeah.
And the guy says, "They got the I do gun," and rejoice as he defends Moonbase Sextopia and its amazing top-down space elevator.
Oh, my gosh.
Pays
top
attention,
down.
This guy.
Yeah.
That's top amazing down. Artist, Tim. I love it.
It's fantastic.
That's brilliant.
That's going to be my Christmas card if I send Christmas cards.
Yes.
Dude, that's a good reason to send Christmas cards.
Yeah, exactly.
It's my new business card. That's what it's going to be.
Oh, yeah. My God. Tom, that's perfect.
That is actually fantastic.
All right, make sure you send that to us so we can post it out and people know what the hell we're talking about
the
when they listen.
That's amazing. Thanks so much, dude. I really appreciate that. That is awesome.
Yeah. Wow. Artist Tim just kicking ass in all ways.
So this got sent in from Chris.
Hi, Chris.
It says, I see these cars. So it's Uber self-driving car photos. So
ooh.
Chris lives in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And he has been taking pictures of the Uber self-driving cars as they've been popping up.
Awesome.
So here are two pictures. He says, I see these cars traveling at least twice a day. They're everywhere, collecting data, learning the streets. I trust them more than most Pittsburgh drivers, which I totally get.
Wow.
I can't wait to be driven home by a robot from a bar late at night.
Yes.
Love the show. Keep it up. Thanks. So this is, what, I mean, I think these are like Ford Fusions or Ford Focuses.
I mean, they have that whole crazy camera system on top.
Yeah. Like, that's intense. That's like serious. Like, with the Teslas, it's all sort of like built into the car. You can't see. With this, it looks like.
It's like the top of the Ektomobile.
It on top.
Yeah, it's like, totally. It's like they're going to come and get you.
Man.
I was reading some article about how, like, these self-driving Ubers are going to, like, change a lot of business in the next, like, 20 years because most people won't be buying cars anymore. They'll just be using these cars. That kind of hurts the auto manufacturing business.
Unless you buy a car that has that technology in
it. That'd be great. Yeah.
So then you've got your own self-driving Uber,
right.
basically.
But if you have self-driving Ubers, then you're getting a lot of people who are no longer employed to drive those Ubers.
Mm.
Right? So all the guys, every time I Uber here, those guys drive to work.
Yeah.
Well, but think then it's going to take a while, right? So I think those guys are going to have a job. They're just not going to be doing it. They're basically going to be machines.
Being an Uber driver was always sort of intended to be part-time.
Yeah.
You know,
Like,
I don't
really
I think people are making a career out of it, but I don't think it was ever intended to be that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll shut up.
Yeah.
No. That's definitely going to take people out of the job, but that's what, I mean, that's technology's been doing that since the 80s.
Yeah.
With since factory workers and, you know what I mean?
How about toll booths?
The Industrial Revolution.
Or toll booths,
People at toll booths all the time?
Man.
I mean, some you still do, but not
Rip
most.
Toll booths.
Even just parking garages.
Even parking garages. Yeah. I mean, for the most part, I don't know where... Yeah, almost all those attendants are just now like credit card machines.
I think we have vending machines that make you cupcakes now.
What?
Yeah, there's a pizza one. I saw
they
a pizza
make
one.
Make you cupcakes? Alex, can we get that in your garage?
And burritos, I believe. There's a burrito one right around the corner here, I think.
A burrito making vending machine?
Yeah, putting nice chefs out of business.
Wow.
Nice burrito chefs.
I have a strong feeling that if you're a chef, a burrito vending machine is not putting you
out
of business.
It's not a threat.
I don't know.
No.
Yeah. That'd be great if you just put it up, like put one up right next to Taco Bell.
Ha!
You're like, what do you want to do, Taco Bell? You want to go get somebody to make your burrito? Or do you want to just
bring it?
Burrito it up.
We have 6 ingredients instead of 5.
And when you go to 6, we could just add a 7.
Isn't that Taco Bell's entire menu is made out of 5 ingredients?
Yeah, and they're fantastic.
First off, okay. Well, I was going to say, so are you a Taco Bell or Del Taco person? I think we probably
have
this.
I am neither.
Taco Bell.
Come on, Taco Bell.
No. If I had to choose, I would choose Taco Bell.
That's smart.
But
That's smart.
Tend to.
Heather loves Del Taco because she can get a burrito and some fries.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
but those fries aren't even good at Del Taco.
No, I know they're horrible. I don't get it. Talk to her. I don't get it.
Right. Taco Bell used to have fries too a long time ago. Yeah.
That's
back in like the 90s where I did.
I actually shot a Taco Bell commercial earlier this year. I don't think it's come out yet.
I want to see this.
I kind of want to see it too because it was a funny commercial to shoot.
That's awesome.
But I think I ate more Taco Bell shooting that commercial because you have to take a bite of the food every take and you don't have to actually eat it. They have a spit bucket for you so you can spit it out.
Then it just becomes a taco salad.
Well, right. Yep. But my point is like while you'd think like, why don't you just eat the food? When you do it 30 or 40 times in a row, you're like, I cannot eat more food.
Yeah, it's
so
like,
you spit it out.
You can't own 100 tacos in your belly.
But even with the spit bucket, that day I was like, I think I've just eaten more Taco Bell in my life than I ever have in ever.
Oh.
That one day was more Taco Bell.
Yeah. So you're done. You're like, I'm done with Taco Bell. That's one of the reasons why I never wanted to do a McDonald's commercial because I never want to be that person.
I've been in 2 McDonald's commercials.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you get to do the like one fry eat or
no,
was it like?
No, I looked out. One of them I didn't eat and in another one I did eat but I was the apple pie girl.
Oh.
And you don't know this but a lot of the food in the commercials is served cold because it looks better on camera.
Hmm.
So like people who are biting into burgers, they're like cold burgers. So me getting apple pie was great because apple pie, it's fine cold.
Yeah, apple pie is apple pie no matter what warmth it is.
I did a Fruit Roll-Ups commercial as a kid and I had the same thing with Fruit Roll-Ups though.
Oh,
so
Fruit
we
Roll-Ups
eat Fruit Roll-Ups. I loved them, but like, yeah, I got sick of them pretty quickly.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It was.
My
kid's dream come true.
So I did a couple commercials back in the day and I did a string of Dell commercials.
You did?
Oh, the computer?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did like 6 Dell commercials. Yeah. And
awesome.
My biggest mistake was not about food. It was about kneeling on a hardwood floor.
Oh.
So first take.
Not a problem.
Come running in Christmas morning. It's me and my two roommates.
Oh.
I'm in pajamas. I slide down, make this awesome moment where I'm like, yeah. And then by take 75, I was like, oh, my fucking knees hurt so bad.
Yeah.
No, because they didn't know I was going to be kneeling on the... I did that. It was like a choice that I made in the first take. And I was like, oh, my God. I look so casual.
And then you've committed to it.
And then I've committed. And I was like, by the end of the day, I was like, fuck myself in the brain.
Yes. This commercial is not paying me enough money to injure my body.
There was some fun. There was some fun. It was a fun because it was right between the dude I'm getting a Dell.
Yeah.
The Dell guy, the Dell dude.
Right.
Got caught with weed.
And it was right before the interns, I think. So it was theoretically going to be the replacement for the dude you're getting a Dell campaign. So we were going to do, like, when we were first doing the auditions, they were like, yeah, it's going to be like hundreds of these things. Like,
oh
we're only getting you for 6, but then we're gonna, if it goes well, they're gonna do like 30.
It didn't
nationals,
go well.
You know what I mean?
It didn't go
well. No, what happened was they had that same thing where they do a lot of times this happens with commercials where the company is like, we want something new and edgy.
Yeah.
And then they go, okay, well, we will give you that.
And then the company's then like, oh, no.
They were like, that's too edgy. And you're like, first off, A, you were sitting there when we shot this.
Right.
So, like, at one point, they were like, we did this, like, it was for the HD TV. So it was for the TVs when they started selling HD TVs. And it was dude, it was like great money because it competed with all computers and all electronics.
So you get double scale.
So we got double scale.
Yeah.
And we shot for like, I mean, we made six of them. So it was like, we just literally shot all day, and they added an extra one. Cause he was like, the director and I were like, wow, we should do, wouldn't it be funny if there was one that was this? And then he was like, I'll be right back. And he asked the guys, and then we were like, we could do it. We could pound it out in like an hour.
Pound it out.
And
like
I was like,
hour,
yeah,
bitches.
Let's pound it out in an hour, because every actual spot that you shoot is a full day's pay.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was like added an extra full day's double pay for like an hour and a half. And we just shot this thing where it was me like playing chess with myself. I mean, it was like so stupid and easy. But it was really funny because I loved the commercials. They were like great commercials, hysterical stuff.
Yeah.
But at one point he was like, oh my God, I think I can see our house on this map on the thing. And so I'm in the background, and I put my hand out the window. I'm like, how many fingers am I holding up? And he's like, two, three. And then it cuts back to me. I go, how many now? And I'm sticking my butt out the window. And he goes, four. And I just looked at him stone cold face, and I go, it's my butt. And that's the end of the commercial. And everybody was like, this is the best commercial. Oh my God.
Is this online?
I don't know if it's online anywhere. But long story short, Dell was like, okay, well, we can air it on DirecTV only after 9.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, because I say it's my butt, it's like the best commercial you guys have. Yeah. And it's like, oh, it says it's my butt.
Dude, I got to see that.
Yeah, I have them somewhere on.
Do you?
On,
oh my gosh, I found something on YouTube that says Alex Albrecht Dell commercial.
What?
Hold on.
I don't know. Wow, I did a number of them.
Hold on. Hold on. Just a cotton pick a minute.
Also,
oh my God,
it's
totally you.
Box and it's down the street.
It's totally you guys and your.
Wait, is it the Christmas one?
No, you're like sitting at a TV. And, oh, you're arguing over a remote control.
That's the one. I think this might be the one.
Oh, you're in a headlock. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Now you're frozen because something looks really interesting on the TV.
Yep.
Alex, you look so tiny and young.
Thank you.
Also, I love that it's not in HD yet. It's still in the 3.4 format.
No, no.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
This is amazing.
I love.
Here's how many fingers.
Okay, wait for it.
This is so boring to the people listening.
I know.
This is a long ass commercial.
They were all 60 seconds.
Oh, is this a set? Oh, yeah. I see. This is all the commercial. No. Oh, yeah. There you go. Here we go.
It's my butt. And then it cuts.
Dude, that's amazing.
It's my butt.
Yeah. So we did a whole bunch of them. It was actually weird because we did like 4 or 5. And in that round.
Yeah.
And then they were like, no, okay, we're not doing it anymore. And we're like, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden I got an audition to like a year later.
For another Dell commercial.
For a string of Dell commercials with three roommates. And I was like, I already booked this commercial? Like, what? And then I literally booked it again.
Oh, wow.
Different director, different campaign, different, but it was the same vibe.
Man,
and that was the Christmas stuff.
You have got the Dell thing going on for you.
I got, dude, do you want me to Dell?
Yep. All right. Should we do some stories?
Let's do some stories.
Just some stories.
We got a couple stories that. Okay. This is a good one. It's called. It just starts with says. Wait, what?
Okay, oh, this go. Is a.
This is an email that leads into a
listener story.
Wait, yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Got it.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. First off, my name is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Allison.
Did
I love
that.
He literally wrote, aww. First off, my name is Mike, dot, dot, dot. Hi, Allison, dot,
yay!
Dot, dot. That's perfect.
Hi, Mike.
I watched and listened to Alex and Stignation TRS. Actually have a TRS shirt, but not a half hour happy hour one. What the fuck?
Yeah, seriously.
I know. We just, it's not enough
we're
hours
working.
In the,
I mean,
in
we're
the
not
life.
Working on it, but
we're
it'll
not.
Happen.
It'll happen. Yeah, nobody's really working on it, but somebody is.
Yeah.
So I did not realize until a few months ago that you guys were doing a new podcast. I stumbled onto it and have put every other podcast I listen to on hold.
Oh, good.
Now.
We are the most important podcast.
You guys have made my 1 hour commute to work so much more fun. Sadly, I have finished the most recent episode.
Oh, no.
But I wanted to thank Alex for the amazing tip about vehicular blind spot correction.
See?
I can't believe I had driven in a car so long with such an unnecessary blind spot. Alex, next time, or Allison, next time you're in New Jersey, mm-hmm. look me up. I will give you some free self-defense classes.
Oh.
So next time you chase after a robber, you will know what to do.
Yes.
Nice. I actually own my own karate school.
Whoa.
So first off, we have a fan. We have a fan that's listening that owns his own karate school.
Yes,
so
that's
just
amazing.
Let that sink in, people.
That is amazing.
That's how cool we are.
Those are the fans we should be having.
Tom, I did not forget you.
Ooh.
And the amazing one-sentence stories, I just don't have to anything specific to offer you. Plus, with your amazing arms, what could I offer?
That was a good point.
Wow.
Tom has it all.
Thank you.
On both sides of his body.
P.S. I know I should include a great science story.
Okay.
So here it is. This is, first off, this headline just, I was like, we have to talk about this. You ready for this? Condoms filled with chili powder and firecrackers.
What?
Teach elephants to stay away.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
So.
What?
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Wait, what? So, wasn't the title of his email, wait, what?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it literally says, wait, what? So that's, yes. Wow. This is, yes.
He knows.
So, in Africa.
Yes.
There are these big nature conservatories which have all these elephants and sort of like, you know, private land and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, one of the issues that they have isn't poaching or ivory stealing. Mm-hmm. It's actually that the elephants will sort of wander off the reservation, so to speak, and wander into farmland.
Civilization?
Specifically farmland and just fuck up all the crops.
Oh.
Like big time fuck up all the crops.
Fucking elephants.
So the farmers were like, what do we do? So what they were doing was getting spears and poking at the elephants to get them to move away.
Jesus.
Which is really bad because it would injure the elephants and sometimes actually kill them.
Or like stampede or whatever.
It was all bad. Yeah. So they started figuring out that elephants and most animals, which I guess this makes sense, hate chili and chili powder.
Right.
And condoms.
Yeah. They love condoms.
Oh my gosh.
It's weird, but
my old dog Skywalker, once I dropped a wasabi pea, like a dried wasabi pea on the ground, and she went to go eat it. I'm like, that! And she like put it in her mouth and then immediately spit it out. And then she was just walking around being like,
blah, 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 blah.
Like, couldn't close her mouth and then went and drank a gallon of water.
Yeah. Well, just think if she like smelled chili powder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Inhaled chili powder. So they've been like trying to put chili powder and chilies on the outside. Eh, it works okay.
Right.
But then they found out that if you throw firecrackers at them, the noise just
scares them
and they move away. So this person was like, I've decided to use the best of all the worlds.
Okay.
So what they do is they take a mixture of soil, fill it with chili powder.
Okay.
Wrap it around a firecracker.
Wrap it around a firecracker.
So you take like mud almost.
Oh, okay.
Fill it with chili powder.
Got it.
Then wrap
like
that.
Like cake it.
Yeah, cake it around. Cake it around a firecracker. Shove it in a condom.
Oh, boy.
Tie the condom closed, light it, throw that at the elephants.
Oh, so
that
it scares together,
them, and
also
it puffs out this big cloud of chili powder. It is fantastic that that's what science has come up with. Like, no electric fence.
They, like, MacGyvered a elephant deterrent system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's
now, it doesn't always
elephants.
Work.
Yeah.
They basically were like, it works most of the time, but sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
And so they're trying to figure out like these, but it's sort of like, God, it's got to suck. It's in northern Tanzania.
Right.
Like, just think if you were like here, we kind of have coyotes. Like, I guess that would be the only equivalent like that and wasps.
Yeah.
Where wasps.
Yeah. You don't
have
wasps.
No, I haven't seen wasps. No, of course I remember his brooming story where he broomed into a wasp.
Oh, right. Nest.
Brooming.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about brooming in a while.
Know, totally. I know. I love seeing that guy who's got the thing that says, I do gun. I was like, I haven't done, my Russian accent.
I do gun has been around for a bit.
I know. It's an old school.
I do gun.
But yeah, so it's interesting that is something they have to deal with is like waking up and be like, fucking elephants trampled my bushes again.
I hate it when elephants trample my bush.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, they're super. Whoa. Hey. I almost missed that. Had Tom not said, whoa, I think I would have missed that.
That's why we have Tom.
Yeah.
That's
he's why like, we have Tom. Alex, she said something.
Hey. There was an innuendo made on the show.
She implied that her bush was not a shrubbery.
Was not a shrubbery.
But the other thing is, elephants are fucking quiet.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah. You don't know about this?
No.
Quiet.
Yeah, you can literally, elephants will sneak up on you.
They are the Prius of the animal kingdom.
Yeah, they are the Prius. They will slow roll. They are the one biker in the bike lane.
Yeah.
That you just don't know is there.
Oh, no.
Callback.
Ooh.
Well, that's not right. Really.
Yeah, totally. Anyway,
because you almost hit a biker.
No. They're whisper quiet.
Yeah.
It's because the pads of their feet are like these super soft, pillowy things. And so literally you can be in the jungle and be like, ha ha ha, yeah, anyway. And then like turn around and there's just a fucking giant elephant like,
you're like, what?
What's up? What's going on?
Let me give you my wisdom.
Yeah. If any of you guys have condoms filled with chili, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Just, that's fucked up, man.
So fucked up. Just give me some crop tea.
Yeah. Look, I like corn. You like corn. What's the fucking problem?
I like that your elephant talks like Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah, he's like, come on. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
You guys put chili in my nose? Stupid.
An escalator cannot break down. It can only become stairs. Escalator out of service. Sorry for the convenience.
Wow, ooh, that's funny.
You never listen to Mitch Hedberg?
No.
Oh. Yeah,
me neither.
I don't know if I even know who Mitch Hedberg is.
Well, you sound like Mitch Hedberg. He's a comedian who unfortunately died a little while ago.
Oh, well, thanks for bringing it down.
Very fucking funny. You should listen to his shit. He's hilarious.
I will now. Now that he's dead, I feel like I gotta do it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'd be a bad person. But he's also probably very funny.
Yeah, he's very funny.
Although I did, because I did like that joke implying that escalators can only become stairs.
Yeah, that's what.
Which,
they
by the way, they're sort of like the worst stairs.
Yeah,
because they kind of look at you like, this could have been an escalator.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
You like could at Comic Con this
year. At
Comic Con right
this
now.
Year at the Hyatt, the stairs were like the thing was
down?
Broken, and I looked at it and I was like, you fucking
you assholes.
Son of a bitch,
you asshole escalators.
You got one job.
You have one job.
Move me up a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
Like, you're slightly better than the chair that goes up and down, because that's at least a onesie. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
Aww.
Those are fun when you're done.
What, we got time for one more story?
Yeah.
What do we got? Okay. Here's another one from an email.
I like that you're just letting our listeners do your job.
Well, I had one. Okay, well, in that case, I'll start with this one, because it's really fast.
Remember when we started this podcast, and it was like, yeah, Alex will bring in two stories, and Allison will bring in two stories.
I
and
do not remember that.
Allison did that once, and then Allison never did that again.
I think we actually started the email address specifically to be, please send us stories. And then it just became fun reading emails. Yeah. So here's a quick one. We don't even need to talk about it all that much. I just love articles like this.
Okay.
Derailed train car hits bar named Derailed.
No!
In Iowa.
Wait, was this mailed in?
No.
Oh, you found this? Okay,
and
great.
I was like, oh, come on.
That's amazing.
Fantastic.
Charles City, Iowa. Police say freight train car that derailed in northern Iowa rolled into and damaged a trackside tavern called Derailed.
Oh my gosh.
Asking for it, man. Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I just love that.
Also, that's a great name for a tavern, Derailed. Especially if it's by
and it's on
actual railway.
Except when a derailed train runs into your.
Yes.
Then it's sort of
but like.
Like,
I'm going to go get derailed tonight. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Derailed. Right?
And it is. It's capital D, lowercase e, capital R.
Derailed.
Derailed. It's like El DeBarge.
Yeah.
El Derailed. All right. So this is fun just because we all like D&D here.
I don't play it.
Yeah, but you like the thought
of it.
My wife
plays it.
Fired off the podcast.
I don't get it.
Dungeons and Dragons and drinking.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is from
D&D.
Bobby. D&D.
From Bobby?
Triple
D. This is from Bobby, yeah.
Hi, Bobby.
Greetings and salutations to you, trio of boozy newsies.
We are.
Love it.
Oh,
thank you in advance for reading this email. And for all the hours of entertainment.
You're welcome.
I came across this story and I knew that it would be something that you three would enjoy, given your collective histories with wine and D&D.
Yes.
Anyways, as always, I look forward to Mondays because of you guys and wish you well in all that you get up to.
Yay.
Farewell and valedictations.
Valedictations.
I don't know, but I like it. Farewell.
Isn't it salutations?
No, but he said
I guess a salutatory and so valedictorian.
I don't know, whatever. Bobby.
Something?
Okay. All right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Serious D&D player chugs wine underwater.
What?
To settle a rules dispute.
How is that possible?
So, this is where the rules come in.
Okay.
So, this is from a DM put this on one of the boards that was sort of like, I'm a DM. Okay.
Yeah.
I have a player who wants to have their PC, playable character, to drink a potion underwater while one-handed.
Okay.
Now, as a DM, I'm not sure how to rule on this.
Because is it physically possible?
Right. And I ask for, do I ask for a dex check, the dexterity check?
Oh, wait, I see,
if
yeah.
If so, do what's the difficulty
check? Or like a swimming check, or yeah.
Right. Is it even possible? I couldn't find anything in the books about using potions underwater in the first place, and I don't know how to rule it myself. The main problem I see is the potion simply spilling out into the water.
Right.
So knowing how potions work underwater in the general case of having two hands available would be a great start.
Yeah.
How do I go about making this rule? So obviously things exploded on the boards.
Yes.
And they were like, oh, it's this, it's that. Oh, yeah. You should do this, you should
do
that.
I love this.
Yeah. Okay.
What did people come up with?
So there is a dungeon master
who
self-proclaims himself huge dumb nerd.
Okay, nice. Huge dumb nerd.
He wrote this in response.
Dumb or done?
Dumb.
Okay.
I am a huge dumb nerd.
Got it.
So I just went and proved this for myself with a bathtub and a bottle of red guitar wine.
What's red guitar wine?
Type of red wine.
Sounds great.
Ew.
I pulled the cork out with my teeth, immediately folded my thumb over the lips of the bottle. I managed to leak out only the merest iota of wine.
Okay.
If I had a character that was standing right, upright instead of kneeling there like a moron, dunking my head and holding the bottle sideways, then it would only then the only leak would have been from the margin of air at the top of the container.
Right.
Having replaced the seal with my finger, it was then no effort to simply wrap my lips around that, extract my thumb, and admit air from my lungs to equalize the pressure and allow a couple of sips.
Wow.
You can do this yourself without getting your head wet or finding a beverage with a cork. So my answer is yes.
This is a trivial
exercise.
Wow.
Even asking for a dex check would be too much.
Wow.
Only a small child would have a particularly difficult time with this.
If you their thumb did not ask, cover the hole, yeah.
Right. You might as well ask for a strength check to extract a foot from your shoe.
I like that.
Now, people have followed up and said, all right. I mean, yeah, it's easy, but you got to do something. Like, you can't. Because also, the other thing is, if you go, like, if you're pulling, if you have one hand and you're pulling a potion out of your bag, you still need to sort of find the potion that you want.
Yes.
So it's not like it's going to be sort of instantaneous free action.
Right,
you know
right,
what I mean? But I just love the fact that this guy was like, you know what? I'm just gonna solve this problem.
And I like that he used actual wine. Like, he didn't have to use an alcoholic beverage, but he did.
He also said at the very end, he said, he added at the very end that there was a strong possibility that those gulps of red guitar weren't the first of the night. So I think he just got drunk and was like, fuck it, I'll just fill up my bathtub and do it. Why am I even theorizing?
This is why I need a pool, because then I can just be upright when I do this.
I like that in a world of magic and fantasy, the thing that sounds the most unrealistic is, can we drink underwater?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. You're like, what if it's a potion of water breathing?
I'm now like very curious. I'm so curious.
That's probably what it was, by the way. Just FYI. Yeah. It was probably a potion of water breathing.
Water breathing. I'm so curious as to what got this character into that situation to begin with.
Mike, the key.
How do you get underwater and only have one free hand?
Exactly. And that to me is the key.
Yeah.
Is not that they were underwater, but that they were underwater and had only access to one of their arms.
Yes.
So it could have been a number of things.
Right.
Like Demigorgon attack, like
fucking
like
Demigorgon, like Stranger Things.
You know what I mean?
Greatest show.
I love it. Well, it's always good to end with good show suggestions.
Yes. So listen, people, don't forget, if you're near Pasadena, come see us this Thursday, 4 p.m. at Stone Brewing, live taping of our show. Come drink our beers. We're going to drink our beers.
We're going to totally drink our beers.
And you can send us emails at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr. And that is it for this week's edition of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Allison Haislip.
And I'm Alex Albrecht. We were pleased to be joined once again this week, like all weeks, by the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Winkus.
Thanks for having me.
Captain Winkus.
Tom Cryer. I don't even know. Tom's I was trying to add something and then Winkus came out.
Thank you.
All right, people. Have fun. Stay safe.
Ta-ta.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.